When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
CFGWFM, our meme has a cat singing to more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Avery and Reader joining you here, and with us right now is Donna Brothwell with YBID. How's it going today, Donna?
It's going wonderful. A little bit of rain today, but tomorrow sunshine and beautiful for June day.
There you go. And June has flown by already. Tomorrow is the final June day.
It is.
And we're going to wrap things up with an all-Canadian theme again.
Absolutely. So we're going to bring out the Canadian flags. We're going to post them all over the park, and then we're ready for July 1st, actually, which is the real Canada Day. So wear your red and white. Bring out, you know, your lawn chair. Come sit and listen to the live band, which is Smoke and Mirrors. They're just a wonderful local band from Calder. So, like, we're really excited about tomorrow's activities.
And speaking of tomorrow's activities, maybe give us a rundown of what's going to be happening at City Centre Park.
Sure. We're starting again at 4 o'clock with our opening with our dignitaries. We'll have the mayor and MLAs and a whole bunch of other people that'll come out and talk with regards to June Days and what's going on in the community. We've got our poutine food truck coming in, probably opening at 2. We have scheduled him for 3 for sure, but he wants to open a little bit earlier because he has seen the activity. We have our T-Pro food booth, one of the first times she's coming out with either her new food truck or her food booth. We have Kerr's Bouncy House is going to be there. We have a family photo shot by Simple Shots by Jackie, which is amazing because she'll take your photo and then give you a link. You go online, you can purchase your family photos. What a great way to do something on a casual basis. We have our temporary tattoo booth, our kiddies fun activities. We're involving a sun-sensitive bracelet this time for giveaway with the kiddies activities. We have the face painting by Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and we have the fire truck rides. As long as the sun shines, those fire truck guys have been out there with that old fire truck every single Thursday. Got to give them credit. And speaking of credit, we've got our partner, the East Central Newcomers Welcome Center, that has been with us through every single time. We started the planning way back a couple months ago, and they've just been a wonderful partner through all of this. Got to thank all the volunteers and all the people that have come out and enjoyed themselves. We've had activity in this park like never before, and it's just a wonderful thing for the community.
And I'm guessing after such a successful first year, I'm sure you guys are looking to bring it back next year.
We certainly are. We'd like to see more cultural activity happening as well. You know, not only did we do Philippine, East Indian, and Ukraine, we'd love to see more cultures come out and say, yeah, we want a day, and let's get started on the planning, you know, and see what. It's such a learning for us as a community to come out and be able to see, like, the Holi last week, the celebration of spring and summer was amazing. And what a learning experience for us all. And they included us all, right? Because we are all involved.
Oh, and that's the great thing. Our community is made up of so many people of so many different vibrant backgrounds, and it's wonderful to be able to celebrate them all.
It is. And we used to be called the Treasure Chest City, you know, and we really are. You know, it's amazing that we have this much cultural activity and persons in this community, and they love to share. They love to be treated with respect and proper culture. So that's why the learning activities that happen when we do these days. It's wonderful.
Awesome. Well, Donna, is there anything else that you wanted to mention before we wrap things up here this morning?
Just want to thank the community for coming out, for all the organizations, the scouts that came out, the firemen that came out, like everybody that helped out with all this, even the individual volunteers that came out afterwards. It's amazing how the community came out to support us.
Awesome. Well, Donna, good luck tomorrow with the final day of June Days. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
You're welcome. Have a good one. See you at June Days.
Today's we never turn away another song, so here's one more.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.